God's grace, mercy, and peace to you, God the Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, there are so many things that distract us from the war that's being raised right now. Lord God, be with us, Lord. Lord God, we want to set our lives on your word. Your son's name, we pray. Amen. If I understand right, my mic's not working, no mic is working, correct? In the back. Can you hear me? Okay. I was going to say, this perfect opportunity for me to come and say, hey, come on, Lois. That was one of those wigs that I kind of say, okay, and I was just sitting in the back. You might not be able to hear me, but you're sitting in the front. Perfect opportunity, all right? This morning, looking at our text, and very interesting, I was looking at this during the summer. Little did I know that the second week of November, the text would be all about the end times, the end of the world. Little did I know anything about elections or anything like that. So I said, make that better, stay away from that. And so this morning, I took a look at this and said, I want to show and share my favorite passage. This is, when anyone asks me, what is the passage that you would describe your ministry? And this is it. This is it.
This is the passage. There we go. See? It works. Prayer works. This is a passage I want to share with you guys. Nehemiah 4. Nehemiah was a guy, we wouldn't necessarily say he was a prophet, but the man spoke the truth. He spoke the truth about this idea that he needed to rebuild Jerusalem so they could rebuild the temple and the Jews could once again gather for the coming of the Messiah. He understood that. He wanted to make sure the future was set for all the Jews and for the Messiah to come. And so he came to his hometown, and it was in rubble. Everything had been destroyed, and the people had been carried off. And coming back to Jerusalem, coming back, he saw that, hey, we need to rebuild this wall for our safety. And so they're about halfway when this scripture verse comes about. About the fourth slide, I'm going to ask you to read along with me. So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to half its height. For the people had a mind to work, but when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ashdites heard that the repairing of the wall of Jerusalem was going forward, that the breaches were beginning to be closed, they were very angry. And they plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and cause confusion in it. And we prayed to our God and set a guard as a protection against them day and night. In Judah, it was said, the strength of those who bear the burden is failing. There is too much rubble. By ourselves, we will not be able to rebuild the wall. And our enemies said, they will not know or see till we come among them and kill them and stop the work. At that time, the Jews who lived near them came in all directions and said to us 10 times, you must return to us. So in the lowest parts of the spaces behind the wall and open places, I stationed the people by their clans with their swords, their spears, and their bows. I looked up and arose and said to the nobles, to the officials, and to the rest of the people, this is what I want you guys to say with me. Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. This is the idea I want to get into your head here, that Nehemiah, halfway through what they were trying to do, everyone said, oh, we can't do it. But Nehemiah said, first and foremost, remember the Lord. Remember what we are set out to do. Remember the one who fights for us. Because sometimes when we work, it gets tough. Sometimes when things get tough, what do we do? We quit. But this morning, I want to get this in your mind that Nehemiah said, do not quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. And so I want you guys to take a look at this. This is from a movie that was shot in Texas. No bias here. But I want you guys to see this.
Let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left.
I bet he does.
There you go. Show me good effort. That way, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
Not the 20 yet.
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. I'm just resting a second.
You got to keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got...
So what do you think happens? Halfway through this, what do you think happens? You know what? If we just stopped it right here, would you know? Would you find out? Would you understand what the movie is all about? No. Same thing with Nehemiah. Halfway through, they said, that's it. The work is too much. We can't. Plus, our enemies are saying they're going to come and creep up on us. And they're going to take our lives. They're going to take away everything that we wanted. So Nehemiah stood up and said, there's no way. Don't quit. Don't quit this morning. Don't quit doing what we're going to do. We're going to rebuild these walls so that the word of God can be proclaimed from His holy temple. And so today, I wonder what we as a congregation would say. What would we say? Do not quit. Can we say it together? Do not quit. What would we say to this picture? What would we say? We got to say it with one voice. We don't want this child to know that there's no one around. We want to make sure that he understands. Don't quit. Keep going. What about this? When you fall down, you got to get it back up. What about this? We have teachers all across the country who have given their passion in their lives in order to bring up kids. And sometimes when our budgets kind of go down the tubes, we don't want teachers to give up on their students because they are the future. What about this? Guys, it's Veterans Day weekend. What do we say to our troops? There you go. We don't want the men and women serving in our armed forces across the sea. We don't want them to forget that they fight for our future. They fight to keep us safe. We don't want them to quit. Give up. We want them to know that we are behind them 100%. What about this? What about this picture? I heard it ever so softly. What would we say in this picture? He didn't quit. This is a man who has been flogged so much that he can barely stand on his own, and yet he's asked to carry his own cross. He did nothing wrong to deserve this punishment. But here again, here is Jesus Christ going for us to the cross. And he's so exhausted, so out of breath, that they have to have somebody else help him carry it. That's how much he suffered for us. That right there is the picture of a man who did not quit for you and for me. That when he prayed to God, God, please take this cup from me. Please take this position. God was saying three times, there's no other way. The only way for God to forgive our sins was that the Son of God would have to have his life taken away from him. to suffer the most cruel death we could ever think about. And so this morning we want to say, do not quit. Do not quit. Did you catch what Paul writes in our epistle and in Galatians? Look at this. He says, do not quit. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. This morning I want to ask you guys, when the burdens get too much, when our ministry seems like it's just piling on, what do we want to remind ourselves? When it seems like, there are a lot of people that are in the hospital, that are going through surgeries, that are going through cancer, what do we want to say to each other? When troubles begin to pile up because marriage is on the rocks, because we can't communicate, or there's way too much to do, what do we want to say to couples nowadays? To those who are calling others to check on them. For those who want to make sure that, the rest of the congregation, that the people that we love in this congregation are well taken care of. That those who look after each other. That those who want to share the love of Christ with the congregation and with others, what do we want to say to them?
Head left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm by his strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurt.
I know it hurt. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
Ours are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit. No. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Brock Kelly, you don't quit. Keep going. Keep going. Go, Brock Kelly. You don't quit on me. No, you keep going. You keep going. Go, Brock. 10 more steps. 10 more. 10 more. 10 more. Keep going. Don't quit. Give me your heart. You can. You can. 5 more. 5 more. Come on, Brock. Come on. Don't quit. Don't quit. Come on, Brock. 2 more.
It's better than 50. I'll tell you more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone.
Nehemiah, when he encouraged everyone to do not quit, what happened was they built the wall and they secured Jerusalem so that the temple could be rebuilt. And we all know that the temple pointed to Jesus. On this morning, what we see here is, how long have you guys been members? A long time? How long have you been serving God? longer, getting older. Congregation, what do we want to say to ourselves? It may seem like we've been serving a long time, but there's a reason why God has planted us here in this place. In organizations like churches, when we get all the pieces together, there seems to be this idea that okay, we can scale back. But congregation, we're just about to rev up. We're just about to see that all the ways in which God has provided for us so that we can serve. And God is saying this morning, we want to say thank you to all those who have served, both in the boards, in different organizations. You guys have paved the way, but we also need you guys to keep teaching us how to serve. Because this morning there is this sense that, where are we to go now? And just like this movie is all about keeping God number one in your life. And you saw how the coach was encouraging his young player. Did you see the other players in the background? They were inspired. I want to inspire the next generation. So my words to this older generation, to this new generation, do not quit. Do not quit doing good for those that God has placed in your life. And so we look forward. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, in this morning, there are many different reasons why, God, we understand that there are so many different problems in our country, in this world. And Lord God, there is nothing that we can do about it. But thank you that, Lord God, we thank you that by keeping our hearts and minds firmly fixed, we can see that you tell us, do not be afraid. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome. Lord God, you tell us by the words of Nehemiah so many thousands of years ago, do not quit. Lord God, we ask for the extra dose of the Holy Spirit that we may keep on serving you in this community and around the world. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.